Hi, Greenest Line folks. It's Alpine Ambassador Barry Blanchard reporting to you live from 3,800 meters in the Tatakosi Valley in the Khumbu District in Nepal, where we've had a bit of an eventful trip. Flew into Lukla, which is, I recently read, the most dangerous commercial aircraft landing in the world. On November 10th, and I came down with a fever and also a gastrointestinal infection that day, so I kind of got hammered by everything, something we commonly and not so affectionately refer to over here as being butt sick. So 2 days of sweating in a tea house, and we started up the Tatakosi, which is the ravine that leads to our intended climb on the southwest face of Kusum Kanguru. A very adventurous ravine, like a jungle trek through some really steep terrain, clinging to clumps of grass, yak grass, and branches and whatnot to hopefully not fall back down into the Tatakosi River. Tough place to get to. And proved to be so tough. Took us a couple days to get up here to 3,800 meters. Yesterday we tried to make it to high camp, but it's snowing here now. It's been snowing quite a bit. And visibility's been dark midday. So we never did find high camp, and we've kind of run out of time. We have to be back down in Lukla to fly on the 22nd. It's now the 16th, and we've got 2 or 3 day retreat to get out of here. And yeah, we know there's 500 people waiting to fly out of Lukla right now because flights haven't been going in and out. So it's kind of like being aboard a slowly sinking ship right now, and I can see the level of the snow creeping up on the sides of my tent, so I'm going to have to get out again and shovel snow away from the tent. And you want to picture in your mind our camping situation. Think of any double black diamond ski run in North America. Go there in the summertime when it's grass with a mattock and a shovel and dig out a tent platform. Sprinkle on a couple stands of bamboo, and that's our situation, although not summer anymore. It seems to be turning to winter. I'm sure we'll start to hear avalanches start to rumble higher in the mountains, and I'm curious to know what the signs of avalanche activity have on bamboo, because I don't know, so hopefully the stands around us aren't displaying any of them. Anyways, one of those trips where Tom and I spent all our money and didn't climb a thing. Took the gear for a walk, never took it out of its little net storage bag. So, namaste.